And now it's time for the TGIF edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 90s. On KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Well, Southern California, I guess that's one of the few times you'll hear a lot of planetary news at the beginning of the show, but I won't be giving the news every day next week, so that's why we gave it all in one day for you. And I hope you listen to the show next week when I'm taking some time off, because we have that classic show on the How to Learn Astrology seminar series every day next week. So it's a full course in astrology, basic astrology, and if you do record it, you can listen to it over and over again. I'm going to be resting and relaxing and meditating and praying and doing all those things Leos do at the end of the year. And, you know, I just think it's a special opportunity, and we're going to do a show on bliss on New Year's Day. So if you're going to be tuned to the radio, that'll be fun. And I have to share this card. I got a classic card from Damon Romanowski. Of all the almost 100 cards I got, gosh, I want to thank everybody. I guess I'm too busy, but I love everyone, and I send a metaphysical card out with my brain, with my mind. So today's topic is the card for you. It's called Getting in Touch with Your Higher Self. So I try to make every topic a gift for you. But let me share this Christmas card. It's got a big picture of Santa on it, and you open it up, and it plays Christmas songs. And, you know, obviously this is going to be something I'm going to take with me all day long until Christmas is over, so I can be happy, because I got a smile on my face from North Dakota to probably South Dakota. So that's neat. That's one of the more, today we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So I'm just, you know, I'm aroused by this. Damon, God bless you wherever you are. Anyway, I love that. And I also got wonderful vibes from everyone, all the members. The Astrology Hour Club is a powerful force in this universe. It is a metaphysical force. It's like a spiritual army. And I'm just darn proud of everybody involved in the club and involved in producing this show and keeping us on the air, and all the thousands of people over the years that have got themselves charted and become enlightened spiritually and metaphysically and astrologically. It makes me feel like my life is worth living when that happens, right? So there's no better way I can salute you than to deliver this type of topic as far as helping you get in touch with the higher part of yourself, which I think is very important. But still, I just want to send out from the bottom of my heart the deepest thanks and the deepest gratitude for all of you being able to make this show possible through 1989, and as we leap forward into 1990, the most important year of the century, in fact, and obviously the most important year of the next decade, too. So God bless all of you that have enabled this show to stay on the air, and God bless all of you that have gotten your charts done and bought Celestite and have given me good vibes when I've been down and out, and those, especially those of you that send love, whether it's openly or verbally or spiritually, because we all need love, especially Leos need lots of love. Now, if you know a Leo, and I want you to know that Leos need more love, most signs. Leos won't tell you this because they're dignified and they have this honor thing. And everybody, it's like if you have a Leo child, for some reason I think parents think they can put the love on hold for that child. Or especially in relationships, I think people that meet Leos think they can hold them back with both hands. But, you know, Leos, like Aries, are like children, and they require double the amount of love and attention. It's like if a Leo does something right, more than any sign, they need a pat on the back, or they need a hug, or a kiss, or a cuddle. We love to be nurtured. We are, in fact, like cats. And if you ever tried to be cold to a cat, it is one of the most terrible tragedies you could ever do, to be cold to a cat. And I had a dream. I was in New York City last night with some friends, with a major friend, actually, on a big motorcycle that looked like a lion, and there was a huge lion walking down Fifth Avenue, and everybody was scared of that lion but me, because I'm a lion too. So I went over there and looked at that puppy, and it roared at me, and I roared back, and everybody in New York was like staring like, wow, look at that guy, he's really brave, you know, but down deep we do roar, and we do have a bite, but we do have a lot of love to show and to reflect, and we need a lot of love. So if you want to do something good for the holidays and you know a Leo, give them a hug, give them a kiss, and try not to make them feel rejected or put down, because, you know, they are in secret, in private, Leos really do feel a lot of pain from their loneliness and from the fact that sometimes they don't feel loved. It's not that we're insecure. We're just big cats. And cats love to be loved. And it's true. Leos are cats. And I totally embrace that. So I just wanted to give a little statement there for my entire Leonine family in the universe listening, because we are truly brothers and sisters. With that, let's go into the topic now, getting in touch with the higher self. And this topic I have saved to do until now, prior to Christmas here, because what we are talking about when we talk about the higher self is we're talking about a part of your being that many of you are not fully aware of. We are talking about an essence vibration that exists that is you. It is the majority of you, but many of us cannot grasp it because we don't allow it to come in, or because we block it, or because we don't accept it or embrace it or identify it. A lot of people have trouble with their egos in that they're afraid to admit that they are in fact God, that they do have this messianic quality inside of them, that they do in fact have this higher power, this higher self that is almost like unto a supernatural superhero. You know, a lot of people are so insecure they don't want to embrace this essence, this truth, this energy level that exists. Now, number one, if you want to get in touch with your higher self, you have to recognize it first. You have to say, I know you're there. I know you're out there. Yeah. And because so many people are walking around and they don't give credence to this incredible power that exists in their aura, in their life, in their soul. And then so many of us want to block the higher self and keep it out. And it's so easy to keep the higher self out. All you need is fear, stress, worry, negativity, anger, hostility, jealousy. Any negative emotion will block the higher self from getting in. Because the higher self is an article of our soul that contains so much purity and so much innocence and so much love and so much sharing and caring and compassion and a vibration that is so blissful, it is actually indescribable in human terms. So recognizing the fact that we do have this part of our natures, that it does in fact exist, number one, and number two, overcoming the fear and the anger and the hostility and the worry and the negativity that exists in your life. All of us are human, and while we are human, we are going to get hurt. Unfortunately, it is inevitable that while you're human, we're down here on Earth, we're in a very vulnerable plane, and there's a lot of hostility that is going on. So we are bound to be subject to some pain and some hurt. That's what karma is all about. You cannot grow unless you tackle the obstacle course called life. If you hide in a corner or you refuse to reach out, then you'll never be able to get in touch with the pain you must overcome in order to rise above it, hence the phoenix qualities. But when it comes to like higher self philosophies, it's good to know that we can always go back to this part of our consciousness. Like I, for one, am in touch with a higher part of myself, obviously, at least I try to be, and that enables me to return to this level of power that is so blissful that I know that all I really need to be happy in my life is spirit. Because, you know, I'm not saying that you've been hurt more than me or that I've been hurt more than you, because if we lined up every single human being and had a file on how much pain each one of us received and where we got rejected and where we got crushed or where we got attacked or where we got assaulted or where we got mugged, where we lost all of our money or had been people ripped us off or where we had the surgery or the diseases or whatever illnesses or whatever, I'm sure that all of us would come up with a pretty intense file of pain. But those of us that cannot escape the pain and those of us that cannot overcome it with faith and with hope and with the belief that there is a part of our souls where we can seek spiritual sanctuary are going to be trapped in the lower consciousness. Now, I don't care how much you read in books. I don't care how regular you listen to this show. I don't care how much you meditate. I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how many crystals you have in your house. If you have a lot of fear in your life, especially when you're afraid of the one thing you know you need, love. And there's a lot of people out there that are naturally frightened of love. In fact, they either can't recognize it, or when it's in their lives, they don't know what to do about it. Do you know why? Because there's been such an absence of love in their lives that now that it's there, they don't know how to handle it. You know what? It's like somebody being in a desert their whole lives looking for water, and they finally come to an ocean, but they're so alien to that ocean, they don't know how to get in the water. So they freak out, and they run back into the desert. And then they start looking for the ocean again. You know, the thing with life is like a game. It is a contest. And unfortunately, it's a win-lose. So when you lose, you're going to have the pain. But when you win, you're going to rise above the pain. You see? And I know that when you're in the desert, you are going to experience hallucinations, where sometimes you're going to think you're in the ocean. And you're going to dive in head first, and you're going to hit the sand or rock bottom. It's not going to be water. But you see, if you run into 10 hallucinations, and you don't dive into every one of them, then you'll never know where the real water is. You know, and I'm always using symbolism on this show, because I don't want you to miss the water. Because when you finally get in touch with that part of your life, which is love, and I know many of you out there have never experienced love. For a long time, I feel the same way. But I found love within, inside my spirit. And it's inside that element of the soul that we call the higher self. Now, the higher self is what I call my cosmic space nomad. And the higher self, my higher part of myself, is a pure, innocent, clear part of my consciousness, which many of you hear during the show. I am obviously not in my higher self all the time. Different things trigger this element of my consciousness. When I'm listening to music, when I'm singing, when I meditate, when I'm typing or writing, when I'm speaking as far as doing a performance or teaching, when I am kissing or making love with someone I care about a lot, I reach a certain relaxed state where I allow the fear and the anger and the hostility and the negativity to leave me. Because I'm human, because I have been hurt, those qualities are sometimes attached to me. But when I get into the higher part of myself and allow it to flow through, it is when I surrender to the spirit and let go of all the pain. It's difficult for me to explain what you will feel exactly when you get in touch with your own higher self, because I feel it is different for all people. I also feel that many times if you are a person that has a lot of hate and a lot of anger and vindictive emotions, or if you have fears and worries and you walk around like a bunny, have you ever seen a rabbit in the desert? Running away from everything? It's like this rabbit's like, oh my God, I'm going to die over here. Oh my God, I'm going to die over there. Oh my God. Yeah. If you're like a bunny, see, like, I prefer to be like a lion. And that way, even though I jump into the hallucination, I may get hurt, but eventually I'll find the water. So it's really bravery and courage and honor you need to face life to get in touch with the higher part of yourself. It's like leaning back in a chair and not knowing the back's about to break and you fall on your butt if you're not careful there. But anyway, when we talk about the higher self also, there's a lot of different ways you can search for it. First of all, it helps feeling stable. And I know a lot of people out there are telling us how crazy we are and how weird we are and how many problems we have and this and that. But it's important, if you want to get in touch with your higher self, to somehow gain a stability, a centering, a grounding, where you feel like you're okay mentally. In fact, you're wonderful. You're brilliant. You're okay physically. You're healthy. You're stable. You're grounded. Your body is the temple of your soul. You're okay emotionally. You might have your problems with fear and depression, but at least you are able to let go and be center and happy and loving. And you're okay spiritually because you know how to pray, you know how to meditate, and you know how to visualize. So if you feel okay in the mental, in the physical, in the emotional, and the spiritual levels, then you got a good start right there. If you're into lots of altered states of consciousness and you eat the wrong foods and you drink alcohol or take drugs and drink a lot of coffee, well, finding the road to the higher self might be through a maze. But still, I'm sure that maybe it's possible because once again, it depends on the power of the mind, whatever your mind believes to be so. I personally have found that if you're in a centered state in your life and you have accepted that, where you feel that you are a powerful individual, that you can conquer all, that you can rise above anything, and that nothing will hurt you, because you will not allow it. See, the only thing that will hurt you is yourself, because you allow something to get to you. So what you can do is you can try to jump into that hallucination, and then right before you fall, or if you do fall, it's not going to hurt you as bad because you just landed in sand. It's not like you landed on a brick wall or something. But see, some people can't recover. They have a problem letting go and recover. A lot of you have cancer planets in your charts, and that prevents you from letting go of the past. You like hold on to a dragon load full of stress and past memories when you really need to be like a horse and put blinders on so you can't see what's behind you and just go forward. and don't stop, don't retreat, don't escape, but just keep going forward. But anyway, the higher self is an interesting element because it does not take much to bring it in. In fact, frankly, I believe that getting into a daydream type state, which is alpha, you know, isn't it funny that teachers in schools, when they go up to kids in class that are daydreaming, those kids are in their higher self, but they'll go up to the kids and they'll say, snap out of it, Farley. And I'll go, well, wait a second, I'm listening to your lecture. They go, why are you staring out the window? Well, back then I didn't know I was into my higher self, but I was in more of an absorption level of learning by being in that alpha state. When you're able to relax and when you're able to just mellow out and empty your mind of all the problems, I always like to use my magic cloud. I have a magic cloud that I take with me. And if I have someone that I love around me, I always put them in that cloud because that cloud is safe. And it's a place where you can just float and you can be happy and blissful and where nothing can hurt you. So whenever I find too many negatives or too many worries, I just lay back in my magic cloud and float above it all. And that's what takes me into the higher area of the consciousness. Now, you also know when you're in your higher self because life is wonderful. It's blissful. You have no problems. You don't care about the rent. You don't care about the bills. You don't care about that girlfriend or that boyfriend that's giving you a hard time. You don't care about anything because you are in a love state with yourself. And you allow your energy, this vehicle, this body, this entity, which is you, you allow to come into you a vibration of love and light, which appears to make you feel like you are floating above everything. And it allows knowledge and wisdom and memories from your soul, from your past lives, from the sacred knowledge you have inside of you to flow through, to be validated, and to be confirmed. When I first started channeling, I did what is called automatic writing and or automatic typing. When I would actually catch myself in these daydreamy states where I felt very centered and grounded, I'd sit down at the typewriter, and I was like the number one student at University City, Missouri in 1966 in the typing class. I was number one. I was like typing 90 words a minute back then, and it wasn't an accident because I was actually channeling my higher self when I typed. So everybody was amazed that the words would just go, well, after I learned how to type, I would find myself sitting at the typewriter and not even thinking, and all these metaphysical dossiers would be pouring out of my fingers at 16 and 17, 18, 19, 20 years old and such. And that's what got me into all this, because I was getting knowledge that could not be found in books, not the books I was looking for, and I was getting all this knowledge that could not be found from people telling me about it back then, but it was coming from within. And later on in life, when I did finally read the books and take the classes, and it was all confirmed and validated, I was blown away, because I thought, whoa, what the heck was all that? All through college, I found myself getting up in the middle of the night, which I called sleepwalking and sleep typing, and typing out incredible metaphysical documents, 2-3 pages long, and waking up in the morning and finding them in the typewriter and not even remembering I did it. Well, obviously I knew something was going on back then. And obviously I knew that the higher part of myself was able to somehow get through to my body and communicate information that would be absolutely necessary to my growth and evolution, the result of which today is astrological metaphysical radio on KFOX. A lot has changed in the last 25 years since I started channeling. I'm a sober guy. I did my share of substance abuse in my life, but I don't do it anymore, not for years. I'm into crystals now. Hey, they promote communion with the higher self, especially the blue crystal from Madagascar, celestite, which I feel is the higher self crystal, and I always hold a huge $200 chunk, a generator every day when I do the show. And doing this show for me is very similar of 1966 when I was back there typing on the typewriter. But now in 1984 to 1989, what I'm doing instead of typing is I'm talking to you. And instead of the knowledge coming out through my fingertips, the information is coming out through my voice. That's why I've been able to do 1,400 topics on the radio in the last 5 years without many notes or without many previous thought. And some people think I may be disorganized and lack proper grammar, but at least some of the information that has come through has helped a heck of a lot of people, and that's why I like that. And maybe it's time for you to get in touch with your higher self. Maybe what you are lacking in your life is the fact that you are allowing your left brain, your conscious mind, your logical mind, the lower self, direct your life. Maybe that's what the problem is. Maybe some of the reason why you haven't had the career you've wanted, or you haven't had the relationship you wanted, or you haven't had the thing with your family and mother and father you've wanted, or you haven't had the goals and the attitude and the happiness and the blissful feelings you wanted, because you are basing your life on the memory in your left brain, which is the logical mind, the conscious mind, the lower self. But if you would just step over into the right brain, which is connected to the halo, which is what angels have in the Bible over their head, which is the aura of the crown chakra, which is your bridge to the God self, in between which lies the higher self and the superconscious mind, if you would walk over there and for a moment trust some of the knowledge that lies, let go of the fear and the worry, let go of the pain and the anger, let go of the doubt, step into the cloud, step into the magical cloud. Whenever you are worried, whenever you are scared, you better not, I was going to sing a song, but anyway, whenever you feel pain, and whenever you feel angry, or whenever you think you're about to get hurt, don't allow that energy to manifest. Do you know by fearing the unknown, you are manifesting the danger of the unknown ruining what you have, what could be good? It doesn't matter how powerful I am. If I'm with a partner or a friend that is so negative, that it is their own negativity and fear that would allow my manifestation to crumble, let me tell you something. The dark side is powerful. We wouldn't have pain in this dimension. It would not manifest unless the merest negative thought would trigger it. There's a book out there, I forget the author's name, it is called You Cannot Afford the Luxury of a Single Negative Thought. Buy it. If you're worried, if you're scared, get that book, because it's true. If you want something to grow, then don't limit yourself. Don't get insecure. Don't be frightened. Let go of your fear and embrace the unknown with confidence, with optimism, and with power. Because when you jump in, that hallucination may just turn into the ocean of love that you've been seeking your whole life. And if that's true, then your higher self will trigger like a rocket exploding in space. It's an unbelievable occurrence. I feel blessed and fortunate because I know what the higher self is. The higher self is the Holy Spirit. And you remember in the Bible when they used to place their hands on people's crown chakras and heal them and bestow upon them the Holy Spirit? What those evolved masters were doing is they were trying to open the chakras of individuals and put them in communion with the higher part of themselves, which is godlike in qualities. In fact, it is God, and it is the Holy Spirit. And when you have access to this type of energy, then your creative abilities, your abilities to communicate, your abilities to channel information through your hands, through your mouth, in your mind, in your dreams, your ability to meditate and do some of the supernatural things you've wanted to do, your ability to heal yourself and others, your ability to find and express and receive love are going to be some of those qualities that you are going to receive from getting in touch with the higher part of yourself. And no one's going to know that you're there but you, because suddenly your life is going to become a lot less difficult. Suddenly it's going to be simple for you to be happy. Suddenly you are going to feel love abounding in your life everywhere. And the ones that really love you, it's going to be clear. And the ones that don't love you will also become clear. Now you have a choice. In the course of a 24-hour day, you can check yourself, right? And see how much of that day you spend in the left brain, in that lower mind, and how much of the day you spend in the right brain, in the higher self. Don't be shocked if you find yourself in the lower mind all day long, because that's ordinary, normal for most people. I prefer being in the higher self most of my day. So when I'm driving, when I'm watching TV, when I'm at the computer or typewriter, when I'm on the air, if I'm in a romantic state, then I'm there. Bing. For me, it's easy to be there. I can pick up a piece of Celestite or put on Mannheim Steamroller or Michael McDonald or Erasure, and I'm there. This morning, I was listening to the Beatles. Well, that doesn't really put me in my higher self, but certain tunes do. Now, you have to modify your own behavior to find out what lifts you to that higher vibration. But when you're there, you'll know it, because you will then tackle life with a gusto and with a confidence and with an air that says, I'm going to dive into that hallucination because I want love, because I want fun, because I'm tired of being in the desert, because I am thirsty and I want to be quenched. And you're not any different than anyone else, because everyone has their bag of tricks. Everyone's got a cross to bear. Everyone is like Jesus. and everyone must go through the martyrdom, and everyone must ascend from it, the symbol of the resurrection. And that's when you get in touch with your higher self. Okay? And let this message serve from me to you to offer a gift of hope, of love, of light, and spirit, so you can have a pleasant Christmas holiday, a pleasant New Year, and face the 90s with a confidence, with a spiritual power, and with a communion with your higher self, with the higher part of your soul, with that cosmic space nomad that I know oh so well, and that you know too, that can help guide you into the light and allow you to be more happier and more blissful than you ever imagined. From Uncle Farley to the group. Now that I'm so far into my higher self, I'm not going to do anything else but just flip the rest of the show. Okay, no, wait a second. Let's see, I have to come down to the brow chakra and to the throat chakra just after the topic so I can do the ad and so I can give out the numbers here. So if you ever notice there's a slight vibrational change after the topic, it's because the nomad's going, Farley, I have to step out here and go to the bathroom. One of the most magnificent things you will discover when you get into your higher self, what lies in the memory banks of all of your memories, is that what does lie there is the knowledge of metaphysics and astrology and reincarnation and karma. And you might also have memory of your soulmates and your twin flame. Or you might have memory of your future and your past. You might see parts of yourself you never thought were possible. But one thing that I do love when it comes to higher self meditations and communion is that astrology becomes totally validated. The sacred knowledge that is attached to astrology becomes so clear that it is actually unbelievable how powerful it is. At the same time, when you're trying to get in touch with your higher self, you might need some guidance. And that's why we offer astrology charts. Because we are hoping that by having an astrology chart in front of you, you are enabled to plug into that information that you already know. Because before you were born, you designed the soul's web from yesterday's topic. You designed your own chart. Happy holidays to you and yours. And thanks for helping us stay on the air. And we're right smack dab in the middle of the holiday edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio, getting in touch with your higher self. I'm Farley Malaris. This is KFOX 93.5 FM, where you can hear the Astrology Hour weekdays at 12 noon.